Hey everybody, welcome to My Up Your Movies. This week we are talking Lord of the Rings for the Patreon. In honor of the 20th anniversary of the movie, we are covering The Fellowship of the Ring. I did the extended edition on 4K, baby, and it is gorgeous. It really is. If you're listening to this for the Patreon, thank you very, very much. If you're listening to the free sample, join the Patreon so you can get the rest of this, baby. And thank you very much.
Welcome to Myopia Movies. This week, I'm back on the mic after 8 weeks of being off with Daniel running the podcast. In order to talk about the 20th anniversary, somehow, of 2001's Peter Jackson, a little movie that some of you might have heard of.
Heavenly or, Creatures?
Yeah. Meet the Feebles. The Fellowship of the Ring. I'm sure the full title is The Lord of the Rings, The Fellowship of the Rings, Part 1. Which version did you guys watch? Oh, sorry. Let's just finish this. I haven't done this in so long. I'm Nick Hoffman, your host and riffer on Cineprov. And on panel we have...
Atlanta author Matthew W. Quinn. If you like Lord of the Rings, you might like my book Battle for the Wastelands. It's like fantasy with guns.
Hey doll, dairy doll. This is Daniel, contributor to popdose.com, and I'm the cause of the nightly noises you shouldn't heed.
Great.
That's a deep pull from the book there.
So you're one of the Barrow Whites?
Sure, why not?
And I'm Jeremy. Tom Bombadil superfan.
You know, in the extended version, somehow there's still no Tom Bombadil. speaking of, which version did you guys all watch?
I watched the extended version.
I watched the theatrical version because that's on HBO Max.
Yeah,
I've only ever seen the theatrical.
My wife loves these flicks. Absolutely loves them top to bottom. She has the original, like, book-bound... extended editions, but I got some nice new 4K releases, oh, 20th anniversaries.
I've got the Blu-rays, and those are great, but I remember when those book-bound 4-disc editions came out on DVD. And
DVD.
Then,
that's what I watched. These are like great prizes back then.
Oh, either my brother or me would get one of those at Christmas every year, because that's when they'd be released. So that was a good three years.
Well, and I go back just mentally for a second. 2001 was a hell of a year for movies. Because, like, this is also the first Harry Potter movie, which you may or may not care about. But, like, those are two huge blockbusters, both of which came out in Christmas time. Like, and they ended up being some of the biggest movies of that year and the next year. Obviously,
and one of the series was actually good.
Yeah, sure. Eventually they figured it out.
And they gave Return of the King, like, 12 Oscars.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, yes. I know the Oscars is nonsense, especially from Daniel's point of view.
I watched that ceremony when that happened because I was, as a teenager, still that bad and pathetic.
Did they even? Did any of the actors win?
No.
It was. I mean,
Ian McKellen was nominated, I think, for this and maybe The Two Towers, but no one ever won. Just the first one, okay? But he didn't.
Yeah, I actually looked it up. Ian McKellen was the only category that the trilogy didn't win.
Oh,
that's funny. Yeah. It sucks because I think he's great. Who won 2001? Was he Best Supporting, I would guess?
Yeah, it was Best Supporting. 2001 was all about A Beautiful Mind.
Oh, yeah.
That seems like an Oscar bait movie than this.
And they succeeded. I mean, they got all the Oscars over Lord
of
the Rings.
Okay, here. I mean, just because we're here, why not? Just went away. So I'm going to name you the actors who were nominated. And you tell me if you can... First, what movie it was for.
Okay.
And then who actually won. I'm sure you'll know who won when I say the name, right? excuse me. Ian McKellen was Fellowship. You already said that. Ben Kingsley.
Sexy Beast.
Sexy
Amazing
Beast.
Amazing performance.
John Voight.
For Ali.
Not Anaconda.
That's a weird nomination.
Jim Broadbent.
Iris.
And Ethan Hawke.
For Training Day. And Jim Broadbent won.
See, this is good. Well done. I think Ian McKellen, by the way, is incredible in this movie. That scene, and of course, it's the scene when he's fighting the Balrog, and he goes,
damn.
One new fool. Like,
aside from Ian Hawke, like, everyone's over 60 in their category.
To be fair, I would have loved to see Jim Broadbent as Bilbo in this movie.
Jim Broadbent would have been a great either Radagast the Brown or Tom Bombadil.
Mm-hmm. There you
he's
go.
He's like a big, big happy guy. I know he's also now been taken up by Harry Potter, which is also the same year. But Coltrane, the guy who plays Hagrid, would have been great as a Tom Bombadil type.
Now, do you get the
or could have been Bjorn from Hobbit, the bear shifter.
Yeah.
Although you do know what was going on there. They wanted to nominate Jim Broadbent for Moulin Rouge, but they wanted to keep a level of prestige.
Or Harvey Weinstein said, all right, you're nominating him for my movie, goddammit.
Yeah, probably.
I will say, Fellowship still got 13 nominations, even though I don't think it won anything.
It won a couple technical awards.
Visual effects and stuff.
Sci-fi movies always get the technical awards.
Yeah, although, again, it won Best Picture the third time. And again, the buzz was, if I recall, that Return of the King was going to win everything because it should have been winning everything all along, and they knew that all three were coming out.
And that's what happened.
That's why I vaguely think it was more the awards for the whole trilogy.
And that's Game of Thrones won everything its last season.
Game of Thrones is...
The first half of the last season of Game of Thrones was great. After the Battle of Winterfell...
I hated that, too.
Oh, man, really?
Well, yeah, they're obviously... Let's destroy Daenerys Targaryen's entire support structure. She goes crazy.
I'll take it.
Well, that was after the fact.
Yeah, it was so transparent what they were doing.
Yeah, although that, to me, didn't become obvious until the next episode, because it's like Battle of Winterfell, the Night King's dead, and then it's like, well, now what? Yeah. And they had no clue.
Yeah, I didn't watch anything after the first season, so I'm okay. So let's break down this plot a little bit. Three rings for the elf kings under the sky, seven for the dwarf lords of their halls of stone, nine for mortal men doomed to die, one for the dark lord on his dark throne. In the land of Mordor where the shadows lie, one ring to rule them all, one ring to find them, one ring to bring them all, and in the darkness bind them.
That's my favorite Led Zeppelin song.
And you're not gonna do it in the black speech, Nick.
Oh. In the land of Mordor where the shadows lie. That's so fucking incredible. And the way they do it throughout, and again, I Matt was rattling off some of the differences in the external, like extra features, extra long cuts. The Jackson is indulging himself cut. And by the way, I know the cliche in the 80s and 90s was that New Line was the house that Freddie built.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, Peter Jackson fucking made $3 billion movies. And then made another three a decade later.
The house that Freddie built? The ruling ring, bitch!
Oh, no!
I know,
summoned the Nazgul!
I know his knees didn't work anymore because Robert Englund's an older guy, but can you imagine him as like a worm tongue? He would have been a great worm tongue.
Oh, he would have been a great worm tongue. Robert Englund's just a cool dude. Like, I saw him at Dragon Con two, 3 years ago at this point. Yep. He was just very nice and very appreciative of all of his fans.
Of
it
course.
Was great.
I'm hardly imagining him being subtle, though. Like, when Wormtongue is perving on Eowyn, he's getting
weirdly...
The
character is named Wormtongue.
He's getting really, really poetic, like so fast, so cold. Like
come on, bitch!
At least with Darth Vader, you have to know German to understand their
he's
relevance.
He's the father.
Yeah.
Darth father.
Brad Dourif is the guy who ended up as Wormtongue. Do you think he's subtle?
Well, I mean...
He's never stopped sweating. That is the sweatiest performance I've ever seen.
He's
Aragorn.
He's vaguely eloquent. Freddy's like, bitch!
Thanks for listening. If you like what you heard, please consider joining the Patreon. Patreon.com/myopia, where you can get the whole rest of this episode, plus all of our back content, including movie riffs, including extra podcast material, and our entire back catalog. Patreon.com/myopia. Thanks, guys.